Welcome to Magnificat Monday. I begin with the words from the ancient litany for the breaking of the bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. That phrase, have mercy on us, has meant so much to so many. The Magnificat, My Soul Magnifies the Lord, is the canticle or song attributed to Mary when she greets Elizabeth. Tucked into that poem is one brief verse which acknowledges that God does indeed extend mercy to each of us. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. Bach wrote his second Magnificat in Leipzig, probably for the Feast of the Visitation, which fell on July 2, 1733. This feast celebrates the Magnificat, those words Luke says Mary spoke when meeting her older cousin. This is one of Bach's most famous compositions, written for his student choir and orchestra, which performed at the Thomaskirche, or St. Thomas Church, in Leipzig. Singers and instrumentalists still play from the balcony at the back of the church, as they did in Bach's day. The congregation hears the music, but does not see the performers. The worshipers can focus on the words, and also on the beauty of the music, without the distraction of clothing, body language, or facial expressions. We will listen to the fifth movement of Bach's Magnificat. The text, which is given in this morning's email, comes from Luke chapter 1, verse 50. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. Bach clearly focused on the word misericordia, mercy, and that word guided the spirit in which he composed this movement. Even during the instrumental introduction, we hear how gentle and soothing the music is, as it prepares our minds to hear about God's mercy and to think about it for the next 3 minutes. This music convinces me that God's mercy is gentle, kind, embracing, unlimited, and like the music itself, constant. Even the word tementibus, fear, will be treated gently and with compassion. We now hear the Collegium Vocale and La Capella Royale's performance of 1990, conducted by Philippe Hervega. Gerard Lesney is the alto, and Howard Crook the tenor.